This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is asking Americans to watch this week's Super Bowl football championship game only with their households to avoid spreading the coronavirus. Speaking in a virtual news conference, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said new variants of the virus threaten recent gains against COVID-19.
Not wearing masks and participating in in-person social gatherings have contributed to the variant spread. We must take prevention interventions seriously. Now is not the time to let our guard down.
Walensky said that infection levels are back to pre-Thanksgiving numbers, and the daily death total is expected to follow the decrease in infections. A United Nations-backed program to deploy COVID-19 vaccines to the neediest people worldwide on Wednesday announced plans for an initial distribution of more than 100 million doses by the end of the first quarter and more than 200 million more by the end of June. Frederik Christiansen is the deputy CEO of the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations.
With these allocations announced today, we are on the path to really start balancing out a global map, which so far has shown, you know, how many lower income countries are yet to start vaccinating a single person, while other wealthier countries go ahead towards mass vaccination.
The Vaccine Alliance, which is leading the COVAX program along with CEPI and the WHO, says the Pfizer-BioNTech rollout through the program is expected in the first quarter of this year. AstraZeneca's rollout will come in the first.